This past week, Don Zimmer passed away at the age of 83, and typically Don Zimmer is referred to as, quote, a baseball personality. But if you've ever studied his career and listened to him speak, read his book, Zim, you find out that he is indeed one of the great baseball minds of all time, which explains all reasons why he was always able to find a job either as a manager, an on-field coach, or probably most famously, bench coach to Joe Torre during that incredible run that the Yankees had. Had a chance over the years to talk with Don, and thought we'd do it just as a part of a tribute and give you a little insight to the history that he was always able to preserve and to share with all the generations, and what he thought of himself and the game of baseball. Thought we'd go back to this conversation I had with Don Zimmer back in 2001.
Among all the things that you do with your book, like I said in the intro, you really do provide a history book. And especially the way you bring back Jackie Robinson and the things you tell about him are just some wonderful stories.
Well, you know, when again, I'm going to go back to being a 235 hitter. I'm a very lucky guy, and baseball has been so good to me, it's unbelievable. And just to stop and think that I can sit here and tell stories about playing with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1954, 5, 6, and 7, and going on to L.A. and playing with the L.A. Dodgers. I mean, you're talking about great players, great team, 55 Dodgers, Johnny Padres winning finally the seventh game to beat the Yankees for the first time. Just being on the same team with guys like Jackie and Pee-wee and Campanella and Hodges, Erskine, Newcomb. I mean, you know, that's something you never forget. And, again, that's just how fortunate I have been in this game to be able to tell those kind of stories.
Speaking of stories, of course, Don has to tell the story about that day, June 23rd, 1956, that horrible beating, which I'm not going to ask you to tell here, but you know what story I want to hear from you? That time that you and the guys were over at Don Drysdale's house and you had a bit too much and Don offered to take you back to the highway.
Well, so my family, John wasn't married, but my family was already back home with the kids in school, and Wally Moon had a party out to his house, and it was an off day, and So they catered a beautiful dinner, like around the swimming pool in the evening. And we had been out on the golf course, and they had carts with Bloody Marys and so forth. And I was never much of a drinker, but, you know, a few drinks, and I'm a little tipsy. And that night, Pod and I, he had his car, so we drove out to the valley where Wally Moon lived, and that's where Drysdale lived. And now, I know Wally Moon's wife wanted us to get out of there, but there was guys like myself, Roger Craig, Ed Roebuck, and so forth, and Pod. We stayed, and it's late, and it was after midnight. I guess it got to be 2 o'clock in the morning, and we got to drive all the way back to L.A., and Drysdale and his wife said, "We don't want you driving back to L.A. Come over and stay with us. Get up in the morning and go on home." And Pod, you know, he said, "No, I'm all right. I can drive home. Get me on the freeway." Well, Drysdale and his wife took us to the exit of the freeway. The only thing is, I fell asleep, and all of a sudden the cops got me by the arm shaking me, and Pod saying, "If we wasn't ball players, you wouldn't have stopped us. I wasn't speeding and this and that." And I'm, you know, it kind of shook me up a little bit. And there's two cops, and they said, "Well, who said you were speeding?" He said, "Well, then what do you have me for?" Well, they put us on the wrong way of the exit of a freeway going the opposite direction. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Thank goodness, or, you know, we might have got killed. And so they took us. They locked us up. They locked us up in a little jailhouse out in the valley somewhere in California.
Thank God there was no ESPN back then. Otherwise, you two would have really been famous.
I'll tell you the truth. I to this day, you know, that was a story. When this book came out, there's a couple things in the book. My wife said, "I never knew about that." I said, "Mom, you didn't have to know everything."